Good evening, everyone. Welcome to episode 40 of the Thrillers Global Podcast. I'm your host, CJ. Alongside me this evening is Chris and Liam. Boys, how are we going?
Good, bro. How are you?
Not bad.
Wait, I think this is the first time us three have been on together in a while, I think. All together at the same time, just us three as well.
Yeah, it's been a while. It definitely has been.
The most passionate three are back.
Coming,
Chris was the number one fan as well.
Yes, please.
Chris was definitely the most loved here by all current and past members.
Past members, I don't know, but current, definitely.
Chris has had to ruffle a few feathers, but it's all right. We love him. Liam's gone AFK for a minute. Chris, mate, how have you been? I'm not sure if you answered.
I have been good, thanks. God delivering some bangers recently in terms of my life, so thankful for that. I've been good, thanks, and I'm ready for the game on Friday, hoping for a Olympiacos win against the scum of the earth. So that's what I'm going to say.
Fuck's sake. well, that's what we're that's why we're here. This is what we're talking about today. Olympiacos against Fenerbahce, the second leg conference league quarterfinal, and already the club has made so much history getting this far in the conference league alone. But before we get into that, a good 3-2 win. I don't think we went live to cover that match, but we'll quickly just go through that. So a nice 3-2 win. I know some fans weren't quite happy conceding two goals. I think all fans weren't happy conceding the two goals, but I personally like to take the win for what it was. It was a solid 3-0 lead that we did have. Again, that's us with an absolute brain fart. Liam, now I know a few fans weren't happy about conceding two goals. But what were your thoughts before those two goals, and what were your thoughts full time?
Yeah, well, we've definitely fucked ourselves over. We had a great chance of qualifying 3-0. Obviously, we came back from a 3-goal deficit in the last leg against Maccabi Tel Aviv. But yeah, it would have been pretty much game center match if we had kept that 3-0 lead going into Turkey. I think we're a good defensive side as well, with some good defensive players, even though we'll talk about Aretos in a second, I'm sure. But yeah, it's disappointing because we did have that game set in stone. We could have even put a fourth to really finish things off the way we were playing. But instead, we gave away a stupid penalty that was really, 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 and I'll say it a million times more, really stupid from Aretos. That was just... Oh, this guy, he plays so good for 50 minutes, even 60 minutes, and then he does some absolute malakia. He's literally, and like everyone calls him, the Greek Harry Maguire. Like, he plays insane, and he has that one moment, bro, and he just, it undoes everything. He did it against Maccabi Tel Aviv. He played insane that game, that one moment. He's done it so many other times this season. Like, he's a good player, but he has these moments where he just fucks everything up. Like, what are you thinking? The ball's already been crossed and you're just sliding in. Like, why slide in like that? It's so unnecessary. Anyways, so that happened, obviously, second goal. From that goal, they built a bit of momentum, won a bit of pressure. They could have even scored again. Zolakis with some great saves. But Abo Khadi did this, my man. That's a Pulp fan commenting as well. That's big respect.
Oh, you can fuck off.
Good luck to Pulp on Friday as well.
Good luck to Bulk as well. We're on the bandwagon of Greek football, not just, you know.
As we should be.
We hope Bulk turn it over in Dubba. Sorry, Liam.
And then we can see that next goal. And honestly, by the end, we're probably lucky to keep the lead going into Turkey. So, anyway, we won the match. But, yeah, from the start, you would have taken that result. Like, 3-2 win, you would have been like, yep, you know, we'll take that. We're defending the lead in Turkey. But after the way we started and the way we played, what's it called? After the way we started and the way we played that first half and the first 15, 20 minutes of that second half, yeah, it's quite disappointing. So anyway, we'll see what happens. We're definitely good enough to win, so we'll see.
Chris, I know you watched the match in length. What were your thoughts?
My thoughts were, I think the first half was absolutely phenomenal. I think Fortunis did what he did as always and helped us get over the line for the first half. I think 3-0 would have been solid, perfect for us. But Retsos comes in and does an oopsie-daisy. And once that first one went in, our momentum just dropped. And unfortunately, Misty Horse, the second one, bumped in as well. So it would have been nice to have a 3-0 cushion into Turkey, have a bit of a gap, you know, going into Turkey. It's always nice to have an advantage against them. But we still have one, and I'm still confident and optimistic we will come back. And I just think it'll be great to win in Turkey against those flops. Mm. Just be great.
Definitely agreed with you, Chris, on the whole Retsos thing. I really don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe he tries to overcompensate when it comes to playing. Every error he makes is almost a vital one. And he can't play the second leg because of the yellow card. So
good.
The question's up in the air who the European list actually came out. So it might give an indication who will play. But I'm assuming Doi.
It will be Doi.
Doi is probably the favorite. We got Kutsidis getting called up as well, actually. So I think Doi is probably exciting. The favorite.
Doi. By the way, can we just say, CJ, that's pretty exciting to see Menliba putting that trust and that giving him that experience to travel with the squad to such a young kid. That's a good sign for the future. He's willing to bring those young players along with him. And who knows, he might get some minutes if we're still defending in the last 10, 15 minutes. You never know.
Well, that's what you want to see as well. You want to see
that, yes.
The young kids getting on board. And, that's how you build the next great generation of players. So hopefully, you know, it's a big future for him at the club.
Good.
But as well, look, 3-2 at the end, William did, who can't join us tonight, did mention that Olympiacos may have, going on what's happened in the past, maybe narrowly winning by one goal might work to our advantage, so we're not too complacent in the second leg. So it's not, look, guys, it's not like Fenerbahce are a horrible team. They're not as well. We did give them one goal, but regardless, we go into the second leg in the lead. One goal lead, and we just have to build from that. We have definitely the quality to see this one out, except the only disadvantage is the crowd. And Karaskaki was absolutely buzzing against Fenerbahce. They were getting into it. They were digging into Dzeko the whole game as well. So it was just good to see.
He's a pig as well, mate. He's a fucking pig. Him and that other fucking cunt who scored the goal, fucking pigs. I want us to beat them. We won't say too much. We won't go into details. Fucking pigs. I want us to absolutely.
Chris is fucking waiting.
Kill them, bro. He's waiting. Absolutely kill them on Friday, bro. They disgust me, man. They disgust me.
Tell us how you really feel, Liam.
Sorry?
Tell us how you really feel, Liam.
No, we won't say too much, but like the way they're riling up the crowd, mate, they think. Especially Dzeko is not even Turkish, bro. Like, just piss off, mate.
Yeah, but he's Bosnian. Same thing.
Anyway, let's not go into any of these conversations or whatever. But I really hope we beat him on Friday, man.
What is that?
It's a background.
The AMEC PC. Before we get into the second leg, I think we have some basketball.
Can you get the Turkish flag off our screen, please?
Yeah, get that off.
Yeah, one sec. I'm finding another meme.
While Chris is doing that, Liam, I think there's some James Harrow, bravo, Chris.
Bravo, Chris.
I think there's some basketball for you to go over with us.
Yeah, there is. The regular season of the EuroLeague has now finished. Olympiacos had some bloody thrilling games to end the season. One was Zvezda, where big Moses Wright hit a massive three in the second last game of the season, right at the death, to give us, what's it called, the win. A really tight game, and Zvezda's obviously been shit this year in the Euroleague. So. Bro, get it off the screen.
I am. One sec. Keep talking.
And what's it called? Anyways. So you got through that game. We need to win those games to make the final four. Not the final four, the top four. But what's it called? Yeah, we had that last game with Fenerbahce, which went to overtime with big Isaiah Cannon. Do you know Isaiah Cannon, CJ? No, you do know him. You do know him. Isaiah Cannon scoring 27 points, 9 points in a row in overtime to give us the win. Obviously, we're aiming for that top four place, but unfortunately, with the way we started the season with so many injuries and so many losses and everything that happened at the start to the middle of the season, we only managed to finish fifth this year. Obviously, we finished first last year, so it's going to be a bit tougher to win the playoffs, make the final four this year. But we're playing Barca on Friday. I think it's Friday, or maybe Thursday. Maybe it's tomorrow. I don't even know. Or maybe when is the playoff? We'll have to actually quickly search that. It's Saturday, sorry. Saturday, 27th of April is the Thursday, 25th. So next week, we're playing Barca away from home. So yeah, what's it called? Hopefully we can make the final four. We don't have our expert Yanni to talk about the basketball today. He'll join us the next stream and give us an update before the playoffs start. But yeah, hopefully we do well. And the man, CJ, I'll tell you this much, you got to get into the basketball, bro, because it's really very exciting at the moment.
I definitely do, especially if we're going to be talking about it.
That's it, bro. So, yeah, that's the basketball updates. I love Isaiah Cannon, by the way. What a sick cunt. What's going to be said?
Fucking hell.
What's been said?
Nothing. Moving on. Just some Olympiacos news that's come out. Stefan Jovetic will be putting pen to paper on a deal for next season. He, I don't know the ins and outs. Liam, Chris, man, what the hell? I don't know the ins and outs of the.
I think he's getting a bit of a pay cut, 770,000 euros or something for the year next season, which is good. CJ, bro, everything the last few weeks, everything we've been calling has been happening. Like I think we predicted the starting 11 for one of the games, which was there was a few interesting picks. Then we called that Jovetic needs to stay the next season. A week or two later, he re-signs. And then we also remember that post we did about Menliba? About like how we need to have trust in Menliba?
Yeah.
And trust. Then he obviously turned around that 4-1 deficit against Haifa when we were in that shit period where we lost three games in a row or whatnot.
Well, I remember.
We made some big calls.
I remember saying, after the first leg, Maccabi, you asked, what are our chances? What do I think our chances are? I said 40% we're going through. You absolutely took the piss.
Yeah.
But look, I was definitely on the side that didn't want Jovetic for next season, but now I'm leaning towards the side that we should keep him for next season, especially El Arabi. I think his time's up. This will be his last season.
CJ's fine.
I'm dying on the inside knowing that he's going. I would keep that guy until he's like 50. I don't give a shit if he makes 1 minute appearance a season, as long as he's on in the club. yeah.
I'm just taking the comment, bro.
What is going on? What are you laughing at?
It's honestly the funniest shit.
Jean-Ov Lamy never fails to surprise me.
Is that's our Chris's friend, yeah?
No, it's your friend.
That's not my. It's Chrisos. I swear he said he knows you, Chrisos.
Yeah, because I met him in Melbourne after the derby, bro.
Yeah, bro. The derby, man.
What are we laughing at? DJ Zumi has to get on him. Is that what's funny?
Well, no. Anyway.
We are going to get DJ Zumi on later for everyone calling. He will come on and say a few words.
Okay.
Who's DJ Zumi?
You'll find out. he's a massive DJ, Greek DJ here in Melbourne. And he's a big Olympiacos fan as well.
Oh, beautiful.
Chrisos, mate, you've been caught in 3D, mate.
Oh, yeah? He's okay.
Caught in 4K.
He's caught in 4K. 3D, what's he on?
These Melbournes, man.
Gets cold for one night and they can't think properly.
Also known as Sumi. Good to know.
Okay, let's
talk football. Crystal Palace. Chris, are you cool?
We're going to talk about Crystal Palace at the moment because we're talking about the Greek Super League. We're not talking about the English Premier League.
We're part Olympiacos, part Crystal Palace podcast.
Nice. Yeah. All right. I'd still join.
Anyway, moving on. This Friday, Olympiacos traveled to Greece, Constantinople, to take on Fenerbahce in the second leg of the Conference League quarterfinals. So basically, Olympiacos have already made history getting to the quarterfinals in the Conference League. They also made more history winning their first quarterfinal match in their history at all. We take a 3-2 lead into Turkey. And Chris, I want you to tell me your thoughts getting into this game. I want to hear your prediction. I want to hear your lineup prediction. I want to hear it all from you.
Okay, my lineup prediction. Okay, so I'm going to start with my actual score prediction because I feel like I'd be better doing that. I think we are going to win 2-1.
Okay. So
they're going to score first and give us some panic. The Turks are going to go crazy, light up the flares, do the cook some shish kebabs and go crazy. And then we're going to catch them and score 2 goals. I think that's what's going to happen. I think Fortunis is going to get a goal. He's going to do his cross, and it's going to piss them off even more. And then I think El Kabi will score as well, and he'll do that thing like that, and he'll make them happy. And we'll win. My lineup, I think it's going to be Solakis in goals. Boy,
wow, that's he's got two out of 11 so far.
That's mean. Ortega as well.
Oh, okay.
I know his name. I know his face. He's the black guy on the right back, but I forget his name. Oh, he's Brazilian. No, he's Brazilian. The Brazilian. Is he Brazilian? He's Brazilian.
You're talking about Carlo.
No, he's talking about Rodinei.
Oh, Rodinei.
Hey. Okay, no, I'll tell you the rest. Relax. Settle down. Yeah, Rodinei. Carmo. Ortega. I think Jota is going to play as well. Because give Jota a go. Ibora as well. I feel like,
oh my god,
mate, the experience, you never know. And then Fortunis, of course. And then up front, you're gonna have my man, the legend, the man that can have my children, Konstantinos Fortunis. You're gonna have El Kabi up top, and Yorgos Masuras as well. And then the other center back is going to be Richards.
It's not a defender.
what I think.
Fucking hell. So you're going for a 2-0 win in Turf?
Oh, 2-1.
Oh, 2-1. Okay. Liam, yeah, for a more for a more realistic review.
What do you mean?
What are your thoughts going into the game?
2-1. I guess half that lineup's gonna be correct. You watch.
Yeah, I think we're gonna draw 1-1. I think we might score. Oh, that's nice. I think we might score a goal. When they might score one back, they won't be able to find that second goal because we will defend very well with Andreas Ricardos Adoy at centre back. So, I'm going to say 1-1 draw when we go through. Obviously, got to stay positive. I think we've definitely got the quality to beat them. That's respect. That is true.
He acknowledges his trouble, Chief.
Can I just ask, who is this, Christos? Who's your mate, Johnny Vlami, referring to about this old guy on the podcast?
He's your mate.
I don't know him. I actually don't know him.
Sudanese when he's not Sudanese.
Yeah, he's referring to some. I have no idea what he's talking about. Anyways, maybe Jono, maybe you can explain to us what you're talking about.
In terms of how do we have 9 viewers? Who the fuck is wanting to watch this shit show? That's what I want to know.
Nah, this is hype. Anyway, so I think 1-1 draw, and I think our starting 11 is Zolakis, Ortega, Doi, Camo, Rodine, Horta, Chiquinho, Heze. Oh, okay. Fortunis, Podence, and El Kabu.
Podence!
Eurovision.
Jeez. Better than Grace's current song.
No, that's a banger, bro, by Marina Sati, bro. That's a banger. Zani!
I want to get in my Ferrari.
Anyways, so yes, what do you think is going to happen, CJ? What's your prediction for this game?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of thinking something ridiculous like 2-2. It's definitely going to be tough. I know Paskalakis is going there, and I know Zolakis is probably the more favorable start. But I don't know, man. It's going to be very tough. I think Doi is actually going to have a solid game if he plays.
Yep.
Obviously, El Kabi, Fortunis, and now Podence coming in is going to be the three most dangerous players that we're going to have out there. Huerta as well has proven himself, especially against the second leg against Maccabi. He's proven to be an asset to the team. So I think getting him in there from the start will definitely help us. Ibora, what do people say about Ibora? Like, why is he there? This and that. I think he brings a lot of value to the team, especially when he comes on the last 10 minutes. Like, as if you wouldn't want the guy has 4 Europa Leagues. As if you don't want that experience on the field. Yeah, he's obviously a locker room leader as well. It's kind of not so much Guinea as well, but they do bring something. Guinea as well, you know, he's had that shocking few games at the start of the season, but Ibora and Guinea are probably done in the summer. But Podence, El Kabi, Fortunis, obviously Rodinei, they're our most important players amongst a lot of others, but we're talking key players here. I think it's going to be something like 2-2. I could see a 2-2 happening. I could see us winning 3-2 even again. Who knows? We can't sit back and let Fenerbahce do their work, though. We need the wing backs doing that high press that they've been doing so far. We need the people up top doing the pressing. And as well, Podence is so good at pressing as well and dropping deep when needed to. So I think having Podence kind of levels out not having Retsos. We have a much more potent attack now. Not that we didn't in the first leg, but we have the depth to see us carry us through. And after that, as if you don't want Olympiacos to go to the semi-finals, man.
Man, that'd be massive.
We don't want the road to end here. Even if it does come to an end here, what an absolute achievement, knowing how up and down this season has gone. Mm-hmm. This has been like the worst season and the best season at the same time, because in the league it's not too... We've closed the gap, but let's talk before Mendilibar. This has been by far one of the worst seasons of all time. So I don't know. I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. I think the starting lineup, Solakis in goal, Rodinei, Doi, Carmo, and Ortega. For the mids, I'm going Orta, Fortunis. Oh gosh, I'm having a mind blank.
Ibora.
Chiquinho. Yeah, that's right.
Heze as well. You've missed Heze.
No, I think I'm going to go Orta. It's probably going to be Heze.
We're going to play Fortunis on the wing. We're going to play Fortunis on the wing, I think, in that free role that he tends to play. That's what I think.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, look, I think Heze and what's his name? Chiquinho will start, but I'm just going to say Orta. I'd like to see him have a go. And obviously up top, El Kabi. I think we're going to start Masuras and we're going to go Podens.
Yes, Masuras is a good shout because he's a bit more of a defensive winger. He works hard in defense. In tracks back well, so I can see him starting as well. Can we just say it's also interesting that Doi is going to probably most likely play, considering that he has not played a match in like 2 months. So, come on, man. Hopefully you do well in the Conference League, but not in the league. What's it called?
The league.
Is that not interesting, CJ? He's not played him at all. Like, he's not really used Doyle, and he's got to sort of use him now. So, that's concerning, though, man. That's concerning that a player hasn't played for 2 months. So he's going to come in our biggest game in, like, not even of this season, in the last few years.
Of course, yeah, it's definitely concerning. But we've seen in the past where players haven't played for a while and they come back for a game like this and they pull the rabbit out of the hat. Or it could go very, very bad. Obviously, he's a professional footballer at the end. It's not his first rodeo. Like, for example, last season, Perozo hardly play. Played against West Ham, killed it.
Yeah, that's this season.
If Doi's going to flop, can it be just after this game? I don't care. But look, we don't have a choice. It's either that or you play your border at the back, and I don't think anyone wants to see that. Not to say he'll play bad, but that's not his position. I don't know. You got to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of the Greek League, how close is the title race? It's very, very same in Cyprus.
I think separates it.
I have in Cyprus, first and second, 1 point off each other. So very, very interesting. And first versus second versus each other in the last match, Abuel was Ike. So, yeah, big.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to see that the league's very close again and four teams can obviously still win it. That's how you want the league to be.
I'd say three.
In Greece?
Yeah, I think we're going to win, but I don't think we're going to win.
No, there's four teams who can still realistically win the league. Like fourth is 4 points behind first. So,
who have we got here?
Chris. Jono, how are you, mate?
Hey,
Jono.
Good to see you,
mate.
This
Olympiacos shirt as well. That's respect.
Feels good, Christos. Everyone's good. Family's good.
Yeah, everyone's good, man. How are you? How's my big Sudanese mum, Lucia?
Your mum's not Sudanese, mate. Come on, it's not be funny here. Anyways, what's going on, boys? Nice to see you.
Jono, just to confirm, you are related to... Are you first or second cousins with Christos?
Second cousins, but like we're basically like first cousins.
And was he the one telling you to comment some nasty comments and stuff?
Yeah, he was. He's like, you know, look, this stuff happened in the club, whatever. And he's like, you can just throw some comments out there. But so, you know, if he doesn't own up to it, that's fine. He's always been a bit of a pussy, but it's fine. Yeah, it's all good.
Fair enough.
James, how are you? Shut up, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Jono, before we ask you about the Olympiacos game on Friday, just want to give a quick promotion as the football director and chief scouting manager of KEF FC and just promote KEF FC quickly.
Yeah, just on here, to, you know, obviously the KEF FC CEO, real CEO. You know, I want everyone to get down Monday nights, massive club. We're currently first in the league, undefeated, four games in. Got a plus, I think it's a plus 27 goal difference. Having actually
28.
Make it 30. No cards, no yellows, no reds. Got a new keeper, Zumi. Hopefully we can get on a bit later. Yeah, been really good. We got a new player, Andrix, really good with his hands as well. You know, just everyone get down, join the live streams, follow their channel, KEF FC.
What's KEF FC on Instagram? Done.
KEF FC on Instagram.
And obviously, Jono, you're a big one of the most fanatic Olympiacos fans. Apparently, probably in Australia, one of them. Chris has told me you are one of the biggest Olympiacos fans. How did you become an Olympiacos fan, first of all?
You know, I think it was just when I was born, because obviously I was born in Greece.
Yeah.
I was actually conceived next to the Olympiacos stadium.
Okay.
In the bathrooms. So I think it's always kind of been in my heart, like, you know, from when I was in my mum's stomach. And then
fair enough.
You know, like my first outfit that I wore, my christening, I didn't actually wear white. I wore an Olympiacos jersey.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And
your favorite player?
Probably this guy.
No, okay.
But it was better in Cyprus than Greece.
Yeah, boys, this wasn't, mate.
And finally, Jono, predictions for our match on Friday against Fenerbahce.
Against Fenerbahce. In Turkey. Well, you know, can I swear on this?
Yeah, you can swear.
So, you know, we fucked Turkey once, we'll fuck him again. You know what I mean? Like, it's no, really no different. Right. I'm saying 3-4-0. Fortuny's hat trick. Yeah. I'm thinking big. Like, they got lucky in the first leg. Those two goals shouldn't have counted, to be honest.
You didn't think that was a penalty? You didn't think that was a penalty by Retos?
No. And I hope Balka watching, because they're going to get bummed straight after, mate. So they better be ready to take notes, because they're going to cop it too.
Jono, I think you proved your Chrysos's cousin if you think Fortunis is getting a hat trick.
Yeah, you know, none of that, mate. Or else, mate, you're next, mate. Yeah, right.
But you can't threaten the host, mate.
No, I love Sergio. I love his work. I think you should be very careful on Saturday. You know what I mean? I think you should be really careful before we bring that up. Bring up what happened on Saturday. Oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah. Keep quiet. Yeah, thanks, mate.
Is James Harder related to Chrysos as well?
Look, he was actually with Chrysos' sister. And he was also seeing his mom for a little bit. Yeah, I know, yeah. I think, I don't know what, yeah, it's a difficult situation, but I prefer not to speak on it. I think that's what Chrysos speak about. I think that's really, like, you know, my thing. But yeah, that's about it, guys. So,
well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Thank you, CJ. Anytime, I love you. Love Chrysos, thanks, no, I love you. I love you. Share that dirty off, mate. Doesn't look great. Right. See you, boys.
Oh, Chris, you never introduced us to your cousin, mate.
I didn't even know he existed until I was in Melbourne, to be honest.
Well, if anyone in the comments wants to to join, let us know. Comment your predictions as well. Otherwise, I think that's about it.
What's it called? Big game, lads. Big game. Everyone fire up. 5 a.m. is it, CJ, on Friday for Melbourne?
5 a.m. Friday.
Also 5 a.m. if anyone cares. The big comeback. We're going to win 4-0.
Now, look at this guy. Does that not say he's ready?
Yeah, Doi's ready, bro. Doi's ready.
Look at him. Did you guys see that video, first of all, after the Maccabi game, the players celebrating in the locker room and Doi was just sitting down doing nothing? Did you guys see that?
No.
Bro, it was funny. All the comments were like, why is Doi sitting there like he's on detention? Like, it was hilarious.
He's probably pissed off that, bro, Chrysos. what's it called?
He is.
Don't make comments like that. That's just stupid. Yeah, he was probably just pissed off that he's not playing.
Chris, man, you want to make me go make my own podcast. You know that.
But no, where did CJ go? He's gone, bro. He's gone. Hey, this is massive. We'll co-host this podcast now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Tell us, Chrisos. Like, what's been going on?
What did you
bro, do? We're ready to co-host without you, mate. Chrisos is going to take the lead.
I'm going to ask.
Go, Chrisos. So it's your time to shine now.
I don't know what you want me to say. I can name you capital cities if you want in 30 seconds.
Give us something about Olympiacos. Like, what can you talk about Olympiacos right now?
I think that
who's a player you want us to see us sign?
Who do I want us to sign? Are we being realistic or like we had unlimited time?
No, realistic.
Realistically, I would like us to sign. Oh, there's so many footballers. I want us to sign Nektarios Triantis. That's who I want us to sign. Because he's my friend.
What, the A-League player?
He plays in Scotland and I'll get free shirts.
Okay. Do you know him as well?
I do. His father is my... Not his father. He's my friend. His brother is my friend. He's a priest at one of my churches.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. All right, Liam, how about you hit us with some realistic players you'd like to see?
Someone I want us to see a sign. Okay. I think I definitely think we need a centre back in the summer. I don't trust Aretos enough. If we're going to keep Carmo, we need to have someone next to him. And obviously, this is a bit unrealistic, but someone who I'd love to see is Gudelakis. I don't even pronounce say his name.
Gudelakis
from Pau. Yeah. But absolute gun, but I think if he's going to make a move out of the Greek league, he'll obviously go to a top five league. But yeah, what's it called? He's a player that definitely would be insane next to we'd have a fucking gun defense, and even maybe a left back like Ortega. I know you say a lot, CJ. He's a bit dodgy sometimes, man. Like he's good, but then he does those like few moments where he just makes you shit yourself. Like, fuck, what is this guy? Like, he dribbles into trouble so many times.
Yeah, the thing, like, especially against Fenerbahce, like, he was, like, under so much pressure. I felt, just watching him, he was struggling to handle himself.
Yeah.
I swear, he wins the ball, but it's like, when he makes that tackle and wins it, it's going straight to Fenerbahce players' legs. Like, it was going nowhere. They were just running around him. He got done. If it wasn't for freaking... Oh, who played on the left? I can't remember now. Whoever it was, like, he'd be screwed. But like he has shown up in games where he's been 10 out of 10. But a lot of the time, he like not as bad as Retsos, but there's moments where it's like, fucking hell. Well, he had that one against Bulk with that shocker of a clearance. Or he went to play it out and copped a goal. That's actually funny.
Whenever I used to come to my house, everyone used to pick like, you know, Barca, and I used to pick Olympiacos and go ballistic with fucking LRB scoring a goal for Tunis. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, nah, until they sort out the licensing or whatever problems they have.
We're going to be back next year, don't worry. We're going to find Messi and then they're going to have no choice but to bring him back.
It'd be nice. But I don't think it's a realistic target, but I'd definitely like to see a Greek striker, someone like Douvikas maybe.
Yeah,
I know.
I'll tell you why we're not getting a striker, bro.
We're not getting one because
we have El Kabir, we have Jovetic, And we have Kostoulas, who's got a couple, like Karanobos Kostoulas from the academy. Oh, by the way, we haven't talked about that. The Olympiakos under-19 is playing on Friday as well.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Or Friday, Australia time. Against Nantes in the semi-finals, which is massive. Massive game in the youth league. That's a massive game. That's really exciting, man, to see that we've got one of the best young academies in the whole of Europe. Is really exciting, and a young Greek team as well, which is good for the national team.
Absolute
guns like Papakonnelos, Kostoulas. What's good? Yeah, we've got some insane players, bro. Kostoulas next year will be in the main team, I think, and I think he'll be a backup striker. They'll slowly ease him into some senior football. And if not with the B team, definitely, but he'll be getting some senior football, I think, in the Greek league next year. So that's why I don't think we're going to get a striker, because I think they're going to give Kostoulas the call up, and we're obviously keeping Jovetic, who can play there, and El Kabi. So,
yeah. Well, definitely, of course. If meant there was a position open up for a young Greek player, then definitely go for it. I wasn't more so saying that we should go for a striker. I'd like to see. If they signed Bouvikas, I wouldn't be mad. That's all I'm saying. But we definitely do need a centre back. So I don't know, whichever 38-year-old is like free.
So can I have these?
No.
Centre back, nah. I think we want to go for a younger player there. I think that's what Menlibar is looking to do.
No, I'm making a joke, Liam. You know how we always sign a 35 free agent.
So, my bad.
I saw
something the other day. He's doing well. What's it called, Menlibar? Because we have like a really old squad. If you remember at the start of the season, he's obviously cut down the age a lot. With obviously Retso starting, Zalakis now starting, Horta Chiquinho coming in. And obviously, what's it called? He's done well in like bringing that and playing some younger players, which is good.
Carvajal that brought in those players.
Yes, it was. What was I gonna say? Bro, it's exciting. Our young team's exciting, and I think next year, what positions do you boys want to see us fix? I really want to see a new centre back. And probably left back and then a winger, because I don't think we're going to keep Jelson Martins. I think we're going to keep Alexandropoulos, who, by the way, has just returned from injury. I think we might keep him because his buy clause is so small. And when he's fit, he's a really, really useful player to fit in that position. I think we're going to keep Carmo, obviously, with what we've heard, most likely keeping him. And I think we're going to pay the big bucks for Podence if we have enough money to sign these three. And then Horta, I don't know. That's one I'm not sure about at the moment. But if we can keep, I'd rather keep the players that we have. I'm sick of us just buying a new fucking 7 players overhaul every year. We want to, like what Pedro Martins did in his first few seasons, that first year he did a big clean out, and then he, what's it called, kept his squad around him and added a player or two every year, which is how you're supposed to operate. And that's how we built such a good team to compete at such a high level, because they played together for so many years. So I think that's what we need to do.
Well, I'll definitely be content with keeping the team that we have.
Yeah, and just adding a few players. Signing
Podence, Alexandropoulos, Horta as well, pen and paper, without a doubt. Apart from that, the signings that we do make need to have substance. They can't just be, these random-ass players that we always sign. Especially like Pedro Martins aced it in the second season when he brought in LNP, and at that time he brought in all those players. But the season after, there were some questionable additions to the team. So as long as they're signing someone that's of value, and I think that should be a centre back, and I think we should maybe go for another winger I was just going to say, if they keep the midfield that they have now and make the signings like Podence, Horta, Alexandropoulos, the team's gone.
My only thing about it is, though, if we sign all these players like Podence, Carmo, that is a lot of money, which if we win the Conference League or go to the final, we will get a lot of money from it to make these signings. But the only thing about this is, if we do realistically hold on to these players and pay the clause, like, Podence is like 12. Carmo is obviously like 16, 17, whatever it is.
I don't think Podence is 12.
I think it is. We'll have to have a look at that, but it's something high as well.
But look, that goes in saying that there's still cuts to be made. There is.
But what I'm trying to say is, if we splash all these money to keep these players, how much money realistically are we going to have left to buy some new players that we're talking about now? Probably not too much, if we're going to be totally honest.
Well, look, realistically speaking, if Retzos cut the bullshit brain farts, then we have like a good, really, really good center back.
Like,
That's all it is. It's not like he can't. He can play with the board, his feet. He can tackle. He can handle the pressure. He can win the balls in the air. It's just like these 1 second brain farts. If that vanished, then we have a gun defense. Not so much Ortega right now, but who knows? Ortega might be a gun next year. Like, it's not like he's a
shit. Yeah, no, bro. Like, you gotta give players some time. Like,
exactly. Then, yeah, like, how many players have you seen that had a iffy first season and they've gone well after that? He's obviously his first time playing in Europe as well. He's played Argentina all his life, so.
Yeah, no. That's 100% right. He's shown his quality in time, CJ. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly.
What I really want to see next year is, instead of having these squad-filling players, like, who are some examples that are like Ruben Vezo, for example, who we've hardly used. Like, you forget that he's in the club.
Who?
Ruben Vezo, the centre-back. You don't even know that we have... See, you don't even know that we have him in the club, bro.
He with like the really short hair.
Yeah, sort of.
I think I know who you're talking about. Fuck.
We have Ruben Vezo, bro. And what's who's it called? That? We have Ruben Vezo. We have who else are some older players? Omar Richards isn't old, but he doesn't really get to.
I think like some Biancone is kind of up there, but is he
like? We'll use him. We'll just use examples like Biancone to make my point. Biancone, Richards, Ruben Vezo. Instead of having these like players. Like, what's it called? Who really don't have much of a future at Olympiacos. You don't know, but like, they're not very convincing in terms of like, we really like want to keep them. I want to see us next year, and I have trust in Ben Limar to, it's for these like, you know, slot positions to give a chance to some young kids from the academy. We've seen our B team, we've seen our obviously the under 19 team doing really well. If we give these positions to some what's it called, younger players, man, it'll be very exciting. Oh, we've got someone to join, CJ. Zumi!
He was here.
DJ Zumi, how are you, man?
Wrong jersey, take it off.
Well, what jersey?
I had a shower.
No, that's all right. You can keep it on. It's
fine. No, that's fine. We're not
allowed to wear that. DJ Zumi, keeper of Kef FC, proud keeper of Kef FC as well, played a...
And the TikTok account.
Big respect for me. We saw your CEO, Jono Vlamas. Any words about him? Apparently, you guys are good mates. So, say anything about him.
Love Jono.
And Zumi, we know you're a. Zumi, your CEO is not happy with you now, man.
What, man? What I do?
Zumi, you're a big Olympiacos fan. How did you become an Olympiacos fan?
Like, most of my family supports Olympiacos, but yeah, that's probably a bit excited.
Oh, is it Bapu, your dad? What is it?
My dad, my Bapu, my
Did you watch the game last week against Fenerbahce?
I did, man, just before school as well. I thought it was a game.
What did you think about it? What was your thoughts?
Man, we were winning 3-0, but like, we started to drop and hang low. So that's why we gave him a chance to get back into the game.
Yeah,
we obviously can do it, but we're going to be away and they can still come back as only one goal behind us. Like,
yeah, that is a good point. I was going to say this before as well, CJ. Once we score that third goal, James Carter, how old are you, Zombie?
I'm disclosing that information.
Okay, fair enough. No, what's it called? It is a good point for me that you made about how we dropped back. Because once we scored that third goal, CJ, did you notice as well? We literally did take the foot off the gas and we're giving them space to play again. We stopped pressing them high. And obviously they got in behind us a few times from it. It is a good point.
Yeah. I think when we try to see out a game a little bit, it kind of works against us. But I'm going to stick to my guns and say if it wasn't for that fucking brain fart and a half from Beretzos.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think of that, Zumi? The penalty decision?
No comment, honestly. No comment.
No comment. Fair enough. Because I know Drix. Drix was telling me, he calls me and he goes, "I'm so adamant that's not a penalty." I go, "What do you mean there?" It was like, oh, people were complaining that it's a clear penalty.
Regardless if it's penalty or not, there is contact, but like, what the hell are you even?
We
won't go through it. The point is, you don't make a tackle like that.
Zubi, thoughts on the game on Friday? Can we beat them in Turkey? Can we hold on to a draw, qualify? What do you think?
Listen, 100% we could beat them, but just don't get. We just don't shouldn't get ahead of ourselves like we did in the first leg.
Yeah, I mean, like, we did. Thank you for the yuck again.
That's why I agree with Will, what he said on Messenger, where he said, I think the fact that we conceded two goals, it works to our advantage. I think if we go in 3-0, I don't know, we will try sit on the game early and we will struggle to claw back. So conceding two goals definitely helped. I like to look at it in a positive light because... You know, who thought we'd make the quarterfinals, especially in this season, in any competition? So I don't want to think back on the first game as something negative.
Exactly. And I reckon this is one of our main priorities as well for the season as the Olympiacos, like as a team. It's probably one of our main priorities to get as far as we can in the Conference League.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if we make the semi, we got big game either against Aston Villa or Lille. And I just want to mention that save from Solaki in the second.
What a save, yeah. The fingertips.
Man, yeah, that was crazy.
I love that, man.
What a save. And it's good.
Christos has always been a fan of Solakis, to be fair. He's always called.
Always been a fan of Solakis.
This guy makes some of the best calls, man. El Kabid, Solakis. Like,
he said Jovetic as well.
He knows, bro. He knows. He said. Who did he say was going to get sacked in 3 weeks? Good Berhan. Carlos Good Berhan.
Yeah.
I don't Chris Os.
To be fair, boys, we're hiring new managers every so often. Like, we've got we've got the players, but we've got no chemistry to work around. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a club that you know very well about players not having good chemistry.
What are you trying to say? Are you trying to make comments about KEF FC, mate, or Chelsea?
I'm talking about Chelsea Football Club, mate.
Okay. Yeah.
Cole Palmer.
Yeah, he's crazy,
that's the Barclays League, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barclays.
Okay, I could talk about KEF FC.
I thought they were in Coca-Cola.
Emergency press conferences.
Nah, look, Zumir, I agree with what you said. Definitely 7 coaches in 2 years doesn't help the chemistry, but with this group of players that we have, we do have now a coach with European pedigree.
Yeah.
He's won the Europa League. So if anyone knows how to win it, he does. So we finally have someone that can unlock not only in the Conference League, but we've seen it in the league as well. He's been able to unlock this team's strengths. Like, he's getting the best out of Masuras. He's getting the best out of Fortunis, Podence,
El Kabi.
Jovetic, Zumi, we absolutely, well, not so much Chris, but I can't remember later, but I definitely wrote this guy off and, like, I don't think he was a bad striker in his prime. I just didn't understand why we made him. And, you know, he's proving to be definitely the fucking one of the most important players so far. And I don't know, man. I'm just hyped for Friday and knock on wood. I pray that it works out for us.
Zumi, final question for you, brother. Who's your favorite player in Olympiacos?
Of all time and current.
All time. Fuck.
Surely it's MNEK.
I'm a caper, so I look towards more capers. But I gotta say Fortunis is probably my favorite past Greek player.
Yeah.
I can't lie. But I love Podence, man.
Yeah, he's very
everyone loves him. Man.
Everyone loves him. Man.
Listen, he was under. He did time to play for us, he's been insane.
He has, yeah. Since coming back from England, bro, he's been, before he left and since he's come back, he's bloody killing it, bro. And he's a big in for tomorrow. Who's going to score for us tomorrow with me, do you think?
Friday.
Oh, Friday, sorry.
Not tomorrow, mate.
Jovetic, I reckon, will bag one.
That's
and Kabi will bag. I reckon he'll get a brace.
Jeez, we're scoring three in Turkey, you reckon? Like last time? Oh, you cut out.
I think Zumi's lagging.
Must be the Chelsea. Maybe if you support a good team, you have good internet.
For me, we'll say you've made a big day. Were you a bit nervous to join the podcast today, Zumi? A lot of pressure.
I was currently doing something else with my dad before I joined, so that's why I wasn't responding. But yeah.
But big respect. Did you enjoy your first time? Good podcast, huh?
Yeah, of course. I'll be ready for next one.
But can you do the Greek one next one or just the English ones?
Oh, bro. I can only do the English ones, man. My Greek's
just keep a clean sheet first, and then we'll get you back on.
Can you get us an interview with Cold Palmer to come join us as well?
Yeah, I'll let him know.
Cold Palmer, yeah, done.
Yeah, leave
no worries, Zumi. Thanks for joining us, man.
Zumi, brother, thank you very much. Great job.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Pamekev, wait, give us a Pamekev.
Pamekev.
Bravo. See you there.
People, all the chicks are open.
That's good. You know, it's we've had like 12, 11 people watching us this whole stream today, which has been impressive.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the better ones.
And I think what's really good is our last two streams, I think, especially the last one we did, have been our highest streams. So it's showing improvement, which is good to see.
Yeah, I want to reach out to everyone. Just want to thank everyone for the support, subscribing, liking all our posts as well. We have definitely hit one of the more successful eras of the show. So much love, man. Much love. And hope for all the support to continue. Couldn't have done it without. Oh fuck! Without the
fuck. We love Chrysos as well. We love Chrysos. That's all I have to say.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. I'm hopefully coming down to Melbs to play a game for Kev.
Oh, you should have asked. You should have asked the CEO, bro.
He's my cousin. I can just ask him.
Yeah, just send him a message and tell him to bring you down.
Yeah, well, I've got five-a-side as well on Monday, and I'm going to risk my five-a-side to come play for Kev.
But you know what? That's actually massive respect, bro. Chrysos, it would be our pleasure to have you. It'd be my pleasure to play alongside you.
Well, let's do it then.
Can we bring Kev FC to the next charity match? Can we like be VIP Kev FC?
I'm not paying for you, but...
No, yeah, but like give us like a role. Jay, like a
James Harrell, role. That's massive. He wants it, man.
You can be the mascots. You can hold our hands.
Big respect to Cuddy to this Bulk fan, but watching. He should get on and have a few words about us about Bulk.
Well, James Harrell, when Olympiacos versus Bulk, we go live, you should join us for that.
Yeah, he's a big Bulk fan, so
it'd be get him on. Like we said before. We definitely do hope Bulk continue their run in the Conference League as well.
Correct.
They could do it in Tuba, man. Get Club Brugge, Zinkenagel, mate. Don't worry about it.
I forgot he plays there, bro.
He plays there. Don't worry about it.
Villa Zinkenagel. What was Chrysos' name for him again?
Zeltenagel.
Not as bad as Hamstuk.
Hamsuk and Zelda. Right. When you look back at when we first started this, man, we joined in such a dark era of the club. Like what was
we going are on, the man? Dark era of the club.
We man. Are literally.
We're literally a jinx and a half.
You guys don't believe it, then you no, and then I believe
say that it's I'm so cringe, crazy. Man.
And then it happens. Remember that? You guys never believe. You guys never believe until I say something, and you're like, "Oh no, it actually happened."
Didn't you say Zoltan Hagel was shit? Like he was going to be kicked out of the club in like a few months.
Yeah, dude.
Literally, remember that, you know what? Now I think about it, that's fucked. He gets brought in.
Hey, don't forget.
In the same transfer window, CJ, he gets taken out. No, he's brought in the same transfer window. He's out of the club. That's fucked.
Yeah, I told you. Because I can.
I think that happened to Josh Bell. Anyway, don't forget, Chris said Olympiacos are winning the league. If that happens, he's been like 100 out of 100 in predictions.
Yeah, if that happens, for the man who obviously doesn't follow it as much as us, he's got it everything right. Oh, you know, it'll be some sort of convincing that he's got some sort of special powers.
Yeah, why do you take games because of that?
You got special, right?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh. Mate, this has been a fun stream, man. We started off like all over the place.
Yeah, a bit rusty. Haven't done shit in 3 weeks.
The last half an hour has been absolute like quality, like 10 out of 10 sort of TV.
Yeah, just a sea of emotions right now. But
yeah, good. And we encourage from sorry, go CJ.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say from next week we encourage it like we did today. Anyone who wants to join, just buddy, we'll put the link in the chat about the midway point next week once we finish all the main points. And anyone who wants to join, like Zumi did, like Chrisos's cousin did today, get on and join. And we'll get Khadidis on for the Pau game as well. And yeah, what's it called? We've got Yanni as well, who's we'll introduce him properly. He did the
kind of key this one.
Yeah, we'll get. Do you want to get him on to that? We're running. We can get him on if you want.
Yeah, it's coming up.
We'll do it for the Pau game. We'll be better. We'll do it for the Pau game.
Get Sonagini's, Peter.
Yeah, we'll get all the boys on. We'll get anyone else. Get your mates on. Get anyone who wants to join on, and we'll have
some chicks as well.
Because at the end of the day, we created this to make friends through Olympia, of course.
Yeah, we'll get some chicks. We can throw their fun bags if they want.
You know what? We're doing a good job. I didn't even hear what he said. CJ.
Fun bags on stream.
I'm just gonna fucking mute this kid because he's dumb.
Hey, CJ, we're doing a good job, bro. Like we've made some good mates for this. Chrisos has made a few enemy, or maybe one specific enemy through this, but
I think Chris has made every enemy under the sun, man.
Oh yeah, didn't he Hellas footy as well? He pissed off Hellas footy.
No, I didn't.
Oh, fucking Steve from LS40, man. I swear. After that stream, Chris, he was not happy.
CJ,
were you trying like so hard to like keep composed while Chris was doing that?
Oh, bad. I've just given up.
What do you mean? What happened? I didn't say anything bad.
Right, let's be honest, though. This show would be nothing without Chrisos. He's got us out. He makes us laugh. He's got us the Derbyshire interview. When's our next interview? You've G'd up another interview. Nothing's come.
Me? With who? No, I didn't.
We need another interview, brother. Can you organise another one? Maybe Omar Richards. Can you get Omar Richards?
I'll just get Sudani, man. Get your mate Sudani.
I'll get Chuba Akpom.
Yeah, get Chuba Akpom to talk about Bulk. Actually, the game against Bob.
Valbuena doesn't follow me, so I can't get Valbuena because
Terry Adonis.
You know who replies to DMs? Get Lazaros Christodoulopoulos. I actually asked him to join. I actually did, and he said...
Yeah, he gave you the coldest response.
No, he was just like... He pretty much just basically what he was implying was that he can't join whilst he's...
Oh, James Arrow, mate.
Get Baraji. Wait, can we get Baraji on Christmas next stream?
I can ask him about it. Sure. I don't know what he's going
to
say.
Get him on, bro. We miss him. Can you get Baraji to follow Kef FC for us?
Get him to follow the podcast.
Just message him. You follow each other. Just message him.
All right, guys. We're going off topic. It's been over an hour. It's almost 10 p.m. And really appreciate everyone tuning in. Thank you for interacting, commenting,
you guys.
Dealing with Chrisos as well on another evening. And thanks, Liam's guys. Antics as well. Shout out to DJ Zumi and Jono for joining us as well. Much appreciated. Please like, subscribe, follow us on all our social media, and thanks for joining.